Now, council has admitted it should not have released funding running to thousands of pounds for pallets burnt on loyalist bonfires. More than £6,300 of ratepayers' cash was spent by the former Antrim Borough Council over 2 years on pallets for 11th night bonfires. This story was in Saturday's Irish News. It was from an FOI submitted by the Sluggard O'Toole blogger Chris Donnelly. In addition, almost £1,000 was also spent on wood, fuel and vehicle hire to help construct bonfires. A further £3,000 on flute bands and lambeg drummers to perform at them. The council told the Irish News the payments were made in error. The Ulster Unionist Party councillor Drew Ritchie is with us today. Morning to you, Drew.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the SDLP councillor Thomas Burns. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Well, Drew, for these payments to have been made in error, I've got in front of me here some expenditure, and I'm seeing flute band playing at a festival in 2013, £300. Second flute band playing at fun night, £300. Hire of lambeg drummers, £250. Pallets for a bonfire, £1,000. Pallets for another bonfire, £1,500. Lots of errors made here. What on earth is going on?
Even the expenditure was over 2 years, and it relates to the 11 bonfire groups in the old legacy Antrim borough.
Doesn't matter if it was made over 2 hours. Why is the taxpayer buying pallets for bonfires?
The grants were given for family related events.
The grants were given for expenditure including buying pallets. £1,500 for one bonfire for pallets.
Well, you know, the building of the bonfire is a very important event. And if we're going to have any culture activities which grants were made available for, building the bonfire is part of the culture, part of the tradition that happens around the 12th of July celebrations.
So you stand over this?
I think the money has been well spent. This has been a very positive group, Stephen, a very positive group. We have been now in the go since 2005. And we've done a lot of tremendous work in the Antrim area. And it's been a multi-agency group. It just hasn't been the council or the housing executive, the PSNI, the Fire and Rescue Service, community reps from the areas have all been involved for over 10 years in working in this group. And we have now in Antrim a situation where we have no tires in any of our bonfires. We have a lot of a cleaner environment. Materials are not gathering from the month of January.
But Antrim Council are saying this is an error. You're not. You're saying this is money well spent.
I'm not saying it's an error. I'm saying that the money that was spent was well spent, and that the pallets, to me, are very much a traditional part of any bonfire setup, any celebrations around the 12th of July.
So you're seriously defending this morning sums, individual sums. I'm looking here further down. Another £1,500 for pallets for bonfires. And you're defending that?
I'm saying those pallets can be seen of the bonfire celebrations. They're part of the culture, part of the tradition. Building of the bonfire, taking the 2 to 3 weeks that the people take to build the bonfire. It's very important to those people.
Do you know what, Drew? Do you know what must be deeply offensive to some people listening to this morning? That they cannot heat their own homes. And they are sitting, listening to you today, justifying public money for pallets for a bonfire, when if they were to ask for £1,500 for fuel for their home and their children, they wouldn't be given it.
Stephen, the money was spent, the money was given by the council.
You're defending it.
The money was given by the council, and it was given to help manage bonfires.
That's a statement of fact. That's a statement of fact, but I repeat the point to you. For those people listening to...
I'm saying simply, Stephen, that part of the tradition of the bonfire celebrations is the building of the bonfire.
No, you've said that this is money well spent, and I'm challenging that. I'm challenging that, and I'm saying to you this morning that for those people that can't, they're going to food banks, they cannot afford to put food on the table for their children, or they cannot afford to heat their own homes. And they're seeing that their benefits being potentially cut in Northern Ireland. And meanwhile, here you are defending thousands of pounds being spent on wood, being burnt I'm on a bonfire. It's literally money to burn.
I'm talking about face painting. I'm talking about bouncy castles.
No, you're not. No, sorry, you're not. That's not true. Stop. That is not true because there are different costs for face painting. There are different costs for children's party bags. This is specifically costs I'm reading out to you for the burning of pallets. So it's not true what you've just said.
I'm saying that that was an overall expenditure that the council gave for to run the bonfire committee, and that money was spent in different ways. And I'm saying that if you look at it, pallets could have been part of the traditional building of the bonfire. Now, that's all I'm saying about it. The pallets could have been used for traditional building of bonfire. It was going to be a cultural activity.
No, you've defended the use. You've defended the spend of thousands of pounds of money, Councillor Ritchie, on burning wood. Now, then we move on. Do you also defend flute bands being paid to play at their own bonfires?
Bands are part of the tradition. I mean, if a flute band's going, as far as I'm aware, if it's going to play at any event, there's payment. So, I mean, that's
why don't they do it for nothing?
I have no idea. I mean, it's accepted. I mean, they're entitled to get money. Flute bands are like any organisation. They need money to keep going.
So when a flute band goes to one of these bonfire events, they don't do it free as a community gift. Everyone pays for them to play at their bonfire?
I would imagine they do. The flute band may not be connected to the bonfire. There may be a visiting flute band there. They're entitled to ask for expenditures.
Lady Hill and Tonicmore Rural Development, 2013. Flute band playing at a festival and a bonfire for 2 hours, £300. Another flute band, second flute band, playing at a fun night, £300.
Those are family occasions. Those are the sort of exactly the sort of occasions we were trying to encourage that people could go along to those as a family event. A family fun day and enjoy the traditional music of the 12th of July.
Councillor Thomas Burns from the SLP with us this morning. What do you make of this, Thomas?
Well, Stephen, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely shocking, you know, and there is no defence of this expenditure on the pallets and petrol and that sort of... That never... And there'd have to be an investigation into this at council level as to how those payments were made.
Were you not on this council when it happened?
Oh, yes, I was on the full council, but there's a bonfire subcommittee that deal with this sort of thing. And, I mean, we as a council are given each one of those community groups roughly about £3,000 each. And that, as Councillor Ritchie did stress, that was for a family fun night. And that should have, you know, gone to things like music, DJs, portable toilets, face painting, those sort of things that would have made it into a family affair. But there was no way were we ever given money to pay for pallets, for the petrol, and for the hire of those.
Are you saying you didn't authorise this?
Well, did we not authorise? Well, obviously it was our officers who paid all that money out, you know. It was the sub group that came forward with that. Like when we give money to festival groups for community activities, we don't see, as councillors, we don't see the actual every detail of what all the expenditure was at that time. No.
Why did it take a blogger from Slugger O'Toole to bring this into the public domain via an FOI?
Very, very good question. And why, as
well,
we...
You're on the council.
Yeah.
It's actually a question of you.
But those are the councils that we will be putting to the chief executive of the council. Why were we not informed about this FOI? Why were we not given prior knowledge of the information that was on the FOI? How come that I, as a councillor, have to read that in the Irish News on Saturday morning and answer questions to all my constituents about why? And I have to say, look, I didn't know that. Nobody told me that. I was unaware. I was under the understanding that this was all about community and that these were actual money to help to create a better atmosphere around these bonfires within, and help health and safety.
Yeah, within this statement, payments in relation to the purchase of pallets do not relate to expenditure for a family fun event and were authorised in error. That's a statement from the council. Joan and Ormo. Morning, Joan.
Good morning. I'm not against anybody having fun or whatever. But now listening to that this morning, it is ridiculous. All this money going 1,000 here, 1,000 there on pallets, and 300 here, 300 there.
827 in 2014, if I flick the page over.
Yeah.
There's 300 quid 2014 for a flute band. Flick another page over back to 2013, the Styles Cultural Group, £1,000 for pallets for a bonfire. Flick another page over. There's another one for another 1,500 for pallets for a bonfire. Oh, look, there's another one, £1,227, pallets for a bonfire.
It's am I still on?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And we have grass growing up 10 foot high everywhere you go. It looks ridiculous in nice areas. And we have no lights on half the Armour Road there in Ballinafae. No lights at all, and they said we can't afford them. I rang the council, I won't keep you too long, but I rang the council to see if they'd take away some doors and things that I got new doors. So I asked them would they take away old ones, and they used to come. And I would give them a wee tip and all for it just to get this extra stuff taken away. And they said they couldn't do it anymore.
Joan, thank you. I guess, Councillor Thomas Burns, that you could argue that this is a family fun night, that what the council is funding here is cohesion within a community, and that that's a good thing.
Well, if that's what they want for cultural, and that is their culture on the 11th night, and we're not trying to stop that whatsoever, because there are lots and lots of community activities going on, and lots of communities are avail of funding from the council. But the thing about it is, it must be spent for the specific use of a family night or culture night. I mean, that's what the money's there for. The money is not on any circumstances there to buy pallets to burn. I mean, we cannot have that at all. And the crazy money that has went on the bouncy castles is another matter as well.
Drew Ritchie?
We have improved community relations greatly through our bonfire subgroup. And can I say that the SDLP members in the past have actually sat on that group who were very welcomed. Members of the Lands Party sat in that group who were very welcome. DUP, UUP. The only people who didn't ever sit on it was Sinn Féin, who were asked by myself on many occasions to come along to meetings. Never did. So the group was very open. And as Thomas says, it had to go to council for approval.
Here's John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Evening. Steve, there's two questions I would like to ask in this whole madness. First of all, did the flute band, did they send a set of the tax turns into the inland revenue? Because, I mean, if they're playing for money, therefore they're semi-professional at the very least, so therefore they should be sending tax returns in for their expenses and their income. And I was wondering, do they have any receipts for the pallets that were bought?
Very good questions, actually. Very good question.
It would be nice if the council would answer those questions then.
Where do you buy pallets
from? Exactly. It's scrap wood, so why would you want to buy it in the first place?
1,220 quid.
Yeah, it's a lot of pallets, 1,220.
And by the way, that's just for one.
Yeah. So how many more are there out there then? But it'd be interesting to find out if there's any, say, tax returns or, say, receipts for the pallets.
Good question. Good question. Brian in Belfast. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. Just the word culture has come up again, and it's culture band pallets. But the point, well, my point is, I've been asking this last few, a couple of times on your show and the other great show, Talkback, on could someone come on your show to explain what their culture is? Because if culture is band, for what he's, your union representative was on, said they're band pallets, you know, it's a sorry thing to say, but culture, you know. So could, all I'm saying is, could someone come on and explain what their culture is? Because the word culture has been used a terrible lot of times on your show, so it has all down the years. And I personally don't know what their culture is.
Okay, Brian, thank you. Morning to you.